Beach easy.
Hey mamas, welcome to another episode of I Speak Mama, the show where we chat about the chaos and joys of mamahood. Grab your favorite beverage, give your kids the iPad, and take a break, because it's officially the end of the holiday season, and Shannon, we have survived.
Yes.
We survived.
Thank goodness. Yay.
I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. Yeah.
I don't know about you, but when I returned my kids to daycare, I wanted to push them out the car as fast as I possibly could.
And start a party.
Yeah.
Of sleep, really.
Yes.
Yeah. I honestly, we were just saying it, but I had the stomach bug, and I was planning on going to work that day, right after the holidays, and I couldn't. I took a shower. I was getting dressed and turned ghostly white, and I wasn't feeling well for a good 24 hours even prior to that, and finally I was like, I can't do this. I was lucky enough to get them to school and get home, and then all I did was lay on the couch. Anytime I would get up, luckily for my dog, she followed me everywhere because I kept falling everywhere. I had vertigo or something, but I was nauseous and
I'm making the day after New Year's should be a holiday.
Yes.
For working parents.
But just for
parents in general.
Just
exactly.
For parents. Because
daycares and schools, yes. We need you open.
Yes.
I need that day.
I was looking back on the time hop, and it was like 4 or 5 years ago when we had a really bad ice storm. We did not have daycare from after the holidays. I think the daycare opened maybe a half day, maybe a full day, but then it was closed again for another like week and a half, 2 weeks. And that was hard. It was horrible. Because everybody needs structure. I don't care who you are. You need some type of structure, some type of routine. And most days we didn't know what day it was.
I told Lewis that the week between Christmas and New Year's
is a blur.
Well, I consider it hell week.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Lewis had to work, right?
Lewis was at work. Just because we took family vacations this year and all his PTO was taken up.
Yeah,
and I was lucky enough that I was able to work from home.
Yeah.
So not only am I trying to at least keep an eye on my emails, but entertain kids. And it rained part of those days.
Your kids are so young, you have to actually watch them.
Correct.
They might run out the door. or run into the wall.
And Colton has this thing now where, we spent all this money fencing in our backyard, and he wants to play in the front yard.
Of course.
I'm like, dude, the backyard, you can go and do whatever you
Come
want
on,
back
Mom.
There.
No.
I have windows that I can open up and watch you go do whatever.
No.
But we have to be in the front yard.
Front yard. Yep. Is it? Does he like to ride his bike?
Bit of everything. Ride the bike, play chalk.
Because you don't even have dogs have to worry about poop. Like, for us, there are some days I'm like, just go play in the front yard because I don't feel like going out in the backyard to go pick up the poop.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So it was. Know. But otherwise, how were your holidays?
It was good. Honestly, we went to the Panthers game and the Charlotte Hornets game to start the holidays, and we went to Barrett's family for just a day. And then Christmas Day, my mom and my sister and her fiancé came over, and we chilled and, had a really big breakfast. And just it was really nice and relaxing. We didn't do much. We did Topgolf once. We took the boys to that for about an hour. Other than that, I really don't remember us doing too much just because we really chilled at the house. I took Christmas down, though, on December 27th.
Good
I don't
for
think
you.
I've ever done
Put
it that
early.
Early, but I knew that if I didn't do it then, it would not get down probably until middle of January. So that was actually nice. Got that done, and that I just felt like, okay, I can clean house. And that's what we really did. We cleaned and kind of try to get everything in order to get ready for the new year.
Yeah.
So
you kind of went into the new year with a fresh start.
I was hoping for a fresh start. And
Good.
Then unfortunately I got sick and the school is already called and Grayson is now sick with the stomach bug. Happy
Good
new
thing
year.
All of our PTO and our, our sick days restarted over, right?
My first day of the year, already had to take a sick day from work. So
I'm calling it. I'm doing it next year. I am putting it on the calendar.
It's almost like it's a necessity just to get everything.
If I heard my kids say mom one more time,
It's like Family Guy, remember? Like,
yes.
Mom, mama, mommy, mom, mama, mom.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word. And
you have big news, too, because we actually got to see it.
Big news?
Yeah, because Nolan started walking.
Oh, he did start walking.
She's like, big news. That's big news.
It is big news. I think that was also part of it.
Yeah.
He was on the move. So, like, that added to one more thing that for 8 straight days when I was at home with the kids.
It's like, why did you start doing this now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now we have some jealousy going on.
Aw.
Colton is
wanting more attention.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Has the WWE fighting started?
Yes. That's exactly.
So you're a referee.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, he will take his hand, start walking with him. It's super cute.
Aww.
Oh, my goodness. I'm in love. And then Colton takes off and starts running. And all of a sudden, Nolan is being drugged behind him because obviously Nolan can't run yet. So we're having, and I know that he's doing it for attention. Like, you can just see it on his face.
But he probably also is excited that he now has a friend.
That could be.
Because, you know, before he was walking, he could play some. But now he can truly play. So, you know, it could be to that level. Of
that's true, too.
Not as to how do I react to my little brother now that he's walking. I'm going to play with him like I would play with my friends that are my age.
There's definitely a lot of that going on of, like, I want him to go from zero
to 100.
Walking to 100.
Yeah. And chase me and throw the ball. And Oh.
How did the big Christmas gift go for you guys?
It was huge. I will tell you, Grayson, we got the boys a PlayStation.
Yay!
And I am so against spending a ton of money on the holidays. Let me just say that. I mean, I don't judge, each their own, but I'm never one to get a big gift for my kids for the holidays. But Grayson in particular, Gabriel has some, but Grayson has been saving up his money from the tooth fairy, from birthdays, from all different, like, he's even done chores around the house throughout the year to save up his money to get a PlayStation 5. And he saved up, I think he told me it was like around $205 or $6 or something. I don't know.
So a significant amount of money. Saving, yeah.
So he was being responsible of, you know, really trying. And I knew this was something that he has been wanting and talking about nonstop. So Barrett and I have not been in the place for many, many, many years to even spend money on a bigger gift.
Yeah.
We're family and we have young kids. Mm-hmm. So we were very blessed that both of us, we saved up money throughout the year too, because we knew this was something that we wanted to get them. It might just be a little item, but it is something that the boys can do together. Barrett actually has been playing the PlayStation all over again with the boys. I don't know anything about that stuff. I know Super Nintendo, but it has been an absolute blast. And the boys are actually playing pretty decently together.
Nice. Did you get two controllers?
Two controllers.
Perfect.
We got several games, and then I didn't realize, because this is big, you know, new technology, you download the games, so you can download them from online, or even the what they come in, like to actually use the CD or whatever it is. Once you put it on the system, that's it.
Yeah.
You can't like say, here, you want to borrow my...
Right.
I didn't realize that either, but
yeah,
that was
I only knew that. Because
Lewis plays, But it was a huge success, and they
were they shocked and surprised.
Did I show you the video?
No.
Oh my goodness, I'll have to show you the video. What we did was that we let them open their gifts, and most of their gifts were, of course, clothes, and of course, a new whoopee cushion, because that's their main gift they usually get.
I did see that video.
Yeah. So that one, you know. Well, then I had all the other stuff regarding the PlayStation aside. So I let Grayson open up two games, and then I let Gabriel open up two games. And Grayson's like, oh, but this is, how can I play this? Does this mean? And then he opened up a... I think he opened up the charger and then Gabriel opened up he opened up the extra controller and then Gabriel opened up the charging like block or whatever. Grayson's like, oh, does this mean and so I pulled out the big old box, you know, and let them open it. He's like, oh my God, I can't believe this. And like Barrett and I both looked at each other and like it was one of those you want to tear up because it's something that as a parent, you always want to be able to provide for your kids, mostly their needs, not just what their wants are. But this was the first time we've ever been able to get them something to that level.
Right.
And even Gabriel was like, thank you. And Grayson was speechless. Grayson looked at me. Aww. He was said, thank you. And he honestly, he just could not. He was beside himself. Like he couldn't even talk correctly, much less even anything else. And so then I turned my phone off and came over, gave me a big hug. Mama, I can't believe this. This is it. Like, and he was, mm-hmm. but it was sincere. It was really sweet. And I just, as a parent, you felt, it was like, yes, I did something really good and I'm proud of myself. But it was also something that we as an adult, we had to save for it as
right,
well.
Yeah.
So it was a big deal for the whole family. And like I said, I know it's just an item, but it's something that we as a family will always cherish.
And that made it a memory that they will
exactly.
have forever.
Exactly.
Hey, Mama, how about that time we got the PlayStation
yeah.
for Christmas? Like, that was such a cool Christmas.
Yeah. So they were very grateful. And to see my kids that grateful, it was definitely well worth it. Aww. And it has kept them very entertained. And that also helped us be able to stay at home during the holiday break and not have to do barely anything.
I know.
So
I'm
honestly,
jealous
I saved
that.
Money.
Right.
In the long run, because we really didn't have to do much, you know. And here's some cereal. Keep going. So, yeah.
So does Grayson now get to keep the money that he saved up and use it for something else?
Grayson gets to save his money
okay.
because if I can provide for my children, I want to be able
Absolutely.
To provide. But, you know, if there's something that, because he loves football cards. So sometimes I'm like, you know what, hey, bud, then bring your $5 to Target or whatever and you can get a new football card. But I know what it's like as a kid, like you when you're saving up, you know. When I was saving up as a little kid, I was saving up to go to Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you had any, like, big plans, but that was what I was saving up for. So, you know, for them, that's your money. I told them, and we've talked about this before, but I want to get them a bank account just so they can kind of see what it's about, a responsibility mm-hmm. and everything. But, yes, they get to keep their money.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But he has been helping out around the house now, you know.
Hey, tell him to keep saving.
I know. I'm like,
and there's probably games and stuff that he's going to want to buy
exactly,
at some point. So, you
exactly.
know,
so,
he can pay you and you can go from there.
Yeah. I mean, right now he's obsessed, though, with Madden. So
great one.
But we did get the WWE one. So you can hear them yelling and screaming, but also almost making like the moves or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear it from downstairs because we have a little loft upstairs and that's where we put it in their area. And I'm like, oh, God, they're reenacting all of the different moves from the game. So that's been interesting, to say the least.
How long did it take y'all to like from the time they opened it to it was functional and ready to play?
Well, Barrett had to download because it was the Spider-Man one.
It takes a long time,
doesn't
it?
So it took a good hour or something just to be able to download some things. And my mom and my sister and her fiance came over when all of that was almost finalizing. So we did, you know, breakfast and then opened up a few gifts with them. And then, of course, Grayson's automatically like, okay, all right, let's go see if the PlayStation's ready.
Yeah.
So
release them to the wolves, and they were off.
Yes, and they were ready. So I will say Grayson, of course, has done more, but Gabriel found a Jurassic Park one.
Oh, okay.
That was on that you could get online, and he's been creating different like worlds and enclosures.
Okay,
sounds a lot like Minecraft. So
hey.
I don't know.
Teach his own.
Teach their own.
They're both using it in their own capacity.
They are, you know, and it's been nice. It's kind of given us a little bit of peace and quiet.
Yeah, I'm thinking like, what can I do that?
Well, your kids at the age that they're at, does mm-hmm. Colton have a tablet?
He does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know that was always something.
And he got headphones for his tablet for Christmas.
Oh,
so.
See, now that's
now we don't
even
have to
better.
Hear it. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know why I didn't do that earlier, but.
Yeah, why didn't you?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. I always let the boys, like, what color headphone do you want? I, like, made it a big deal because I didn't really have to hear it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So what was the big gift for yours?
So Santa brought a awesome, like, track that you can, like, roll up. It's, like, a portable track. It's called the Blue Track.
Okay.
It's on Amazon. And I'm sure that's where Santa purchased it from.
Of course.
but like it's
Santa
portable.
Santa and Amazon, and they work well together.
They do. Yes, they do. But it's 15 feet long. And it's literally just like a rubber material that has like little indentions in it. And then there's like ramps that come with it. So you can customize the whole thing. And it's got suction cups on both ends. So you can put it like on the top of a window.
Oh, that's
neat. And
have
like the ramp, or like the ramp be super long. And then he got, because he wanted for Christmas was a Mario track.
Okay.
So Santa brought Mario cars.
Oh, there you go.
And Luigi cars with him. And he wanted a yo-yo, so Santa got that for him, which was just a fun little gift.
I'm like, a yo-yo, that's cute.
I know, right?
Where did you see a yo-yo to be able to get something like that?
Like 2 weeks before Christmas, he was watching something, and he goes, Mama, what's a yo-yo? And Lois was like, dude, what do you mean, what's a yo-yo?
Yeah.
And then shortly after, we were at Dave and Buster's for the bowl games with
one of the
players, and one of the players had gotten a yo-yo, and I was like, hey, this is random, but it's like, my son has no idea what a yo-yo is. Can you like show him? And the guy was really good at it.
Oh.
So he was like doing tricks and stuff,
oh,
and
neat.
He was showing Colton all kinds of fun things that you can do. So that just spurred like, Mama, I want a yo-yo.
Yeah.
That
you're
going
to have to get a slinky, too. Bring back
the old school toys. So Colton got done with his gifts from Santa, and he goes, I'm disappointed.
At least he's honest. Right?
My heart fell out of my chest. I was like, what do you mean you're disappointed, bud? I don't think he quite understood what the word disappointed means.
Yeah.
But he was like, well, Mama, I mean, I asked for a Mario car that, like, I could drive in. He never at any point, not that he would have, Santa would have gotten him Mario car that he could drive in, but at no point did he ever say that he wanted one that he could drive in.
Oh, my goodness.
He only just ever said that he wanted Mario track, so.
So we need to go to Broadway Grand Prix and go and
I guess
take
so.
One of those cars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was how Christmas went. I mean, he was very grateful for everything, and we have so many toys. Unbelievably amount of toys.
That was one of my rules of just not many toys. Because there's so many pieces to them.
Yes. Yeah. We got, I'm sorry, Aunt Liz, if you're listening, but she got a 1,000-piece Lego set of the tiny Legos.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's fun with a toddler.
I'm like, you understand I have a one-year-old that puts everything in his mouth, right? Like, everything goes in his mouth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was a fun gift. And of course, that was Colton's favorite gift that he got.
So can you take that away and just like put it up for a little while? Like hide it?
We have told Colton that he can only play with it on the kitchen table.
Okay.
Like it literally cannot go anywhere else.
Yeah.
And he's done a really, really good job. And we, explained to him why. Like,
yeah.
This will hurt Nolan if he was to eat one of these and swallow. Like, you have got to keep it away from your brother. He's done a really great job of that. So I'm proud of him for that. We'll see how long
that lasts.
So that was a fun gift. Then my mom got this Spider-Man, disco robot thing that spins. And
that's already making me dizzy.
It has all these flashing lights.
Oh, goodness.
And it plays, techno music out of it, and it was fun for the first 5 minutes. Now I'm just like, what?
Take batteries out.
Lewis literally was like, is it too soon to throw this one away? And I was like, yes it is. Yes it is.
Oh goodness. Y'all are at that age too that everything is for stimulation for the kids, for the toys and things. So it's loud, it moves, there's a lot of lights.
And then another gift, yes, everything was loud.
Yeah.
And then another gift was it's from the TikTok store, which I don't even know what, I gotta dive deeper into TikTok. There's a whole store that you can buy TikTok famous things on or whatever that are popular. But it's a nightlight that it looks like an astronaut. And then he shines the stars onto the ceiling.
Not like the stars that we used to have.
These are
in the dark
really
that you stick up there.
Cool.
Okay.
And we haven't gotten this deep into it, but apparently you can download like constellations into it, and it'll show like what constellations are in the sky wow. on that specific night and all of that. But Colton loves it. He has never been one to use a nightlight, but he cannot go to sleep now without it. Like,
this will be also helpful with sleeping in his own room.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, yep. Cool. Mm-hmm. Now, who got that?
Uncle Christopher.
Okay.
So that was a great gift by Uncle Christopher. We
there
appreciate
you go.
That one.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about Nolan?
Nolan got like the same three VTech toys
yeah.
that were, I'm not kidding. I think we got four versions of the same exact toy. So we opened one and like three will either be donated, saved next year for unwrapped gifts or something. I have no idea, but
how did that happen?
They're all the same. I mean, they all, I think everyone just went to Target and found the end cap.
Okay, from family members.
Yes,
okay,
yes, yes.
I was
yes,
like,
yes.
wait,
oh, no.
You and Lewis did, oh,
no,
okay.
no.
I mean, because usually, because mm-hmm. I do the shopping. So
yeah. No, unless, these okay. from other family members.
Oh, that's
yeah.
funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, save them and rewrap yeah. them.
Because at one point, we had to play some trickery because Lewis's side of the family got him one set of this same toy. Mm-hmm. And I knew that my parents had also gotten this same
oh,
one.
Goodness.
So we kept the ones from Lewis's family in my car while we did Christmas with my parents yeah. at the house so that there was
so
no
–
so they didn't see that he had already gotten
so
that
sorry,
toy.
Sorry, Grandma and Grandpa.
Yeah.
That.
And, Mom, I know you're going to listen to this.
Yeah.
And, but we opened up the toy that you gave him, so he's playing with
there
that one.
Go. There you go. Well, you can always save it, like you said, or you know what? You have so many birthday parties ahead mm-hmm. of you.
Exactly.
That's,
yep.
Yeah. I think there was one Cars Lego set that I got for – it had to be for Gabriel – but I realized, I'm like, why did I get this? Because it was the little Legos, and I think I got it when he was like 3 or 4. So I just wrapped it up every year for like the next like 3 years straight. And he never realized it at all. And then I think he finally put it together this year, if I'm not mistaken. It was either last year or the, yeah. So, you know, they remember some stuff. They don't.
Yeah. And that's it. They got so much.
That
they
age is fun to
no
buy
idea.
For.
Right. And everything is like.
It's toys.
Yeah, and it's like $10. So
yeah.
people just go crazy because they're like, oh, this is so fun.
Yeah.
And then there's so much.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
During the holidays, I got rid of 6 trash bags full of just crap, like toys that had missing pieces
right.
or just that I didn't even want to deal with anymore.
Mm-hmm. Things that were sitting in the bottom of bins
yes.
that hadn't
just,
been played with.
Yeah, and I could have taken it and donated it or something, but, I mean, half the stuff was missing or whatever. Between that and stuffed animals,
mm-hmm.
I loved stuffed animals growing up, and
mm-hmm.
I still love stuffed animals, but I don't really have that many. But my kids have tons.
Tons, right.
And I'm like, we got to figure out something.
Yeah.
I actually, a few years ago, got 2 bean bags, but without the beans, and then put the stuffed animals in that.
Smart.
So they like those, and they sit in those.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
But yeah, it's like, did they get clothes?
Not as much as I was expecting.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they got some, but...
What was the top...
I was ready for the onslaught of
yeah.
clothes, and...
What was the top gift this year, or for 23? I don't even know.
I have no idea.
I know that Gabriel and Grayson, one of their best buddies, Nolan and Maddox, in which you've met them a few times... Their mom and I both, we got the PlayStation at the same time.
Mm.
So they're so ecstatic about
that. Has
that.
To be a pretty
I think
big
it's
gift.
At like our age
yeah.
ages for the kids. And our boys, we won't allow them, though, to do the whole
play
talking,
online.
Paying
yeah, yeah.
playing online. Just, I'm sorry, I don't trust people.
Right.
But I know that was seemed to be kind of, I've heard some people, but not many. Like I've heard,
yeah.
you know, all different. Clothes are really our main thing, though, that they needed. For this year.
We could have used
clothes.
Some clothes.
I mean, they grow out of them so fast.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
but yeah. What'd you get, Lewis?
What did I get, Lewis? He wanted an L.L. Bean vest.
Okay.
He had a very vesty Christmas. I think he got 3 or 4 of them. But we kept it pretty light and casual.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's not a whole lot that either one of us need. I mean, we go and...
You buy your own stuff.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I got Barrett mostly Clemson stuff or... They always get him and the boys like deodorant and body wash and stuff.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Did you get anything good?
You know, one thing that was sweet, Barrett knows that I love Christmas. He saw at a small pharmacy in Merle's Inlet, it was like a good maybe 12 inches or something like that. But it was a tree made out of oysters or like the oyster shells or whatever. It was really cute. So that was something that he gave to me. But I was like, you actually like thought of me when you saw that.
Yeah. Because, put some effort into.
Put some effort. Yeah, because he's not one to really do gifts. I just buy my own stuff. And it's just because the fact, and he's the same way. I always make him pick out the clothes or whatever. Just, we're both picky because we are adults and we just, you know, if we need something, we go and buy it. So,
I did. I got a nice pair of slippers.
There you go.
Which I was excited about and just some clothes and little things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was actually just a little bit of, not peace and quiet, but just like, I don't know. It didn't feel as rushed as it has. Like, leading up was rushed. But just chilling out that day, it didn't feel like it was as rushed as it normally is. And I know you guys go from different places throughout.
Our Christmas day was
insane.
Just insane.
So you didn't get to see NSYNC perform.
Nope.
On the Christmas parade, you know, Disney Channel, they showed the replay of them from, like, what, 99 or 2000? Bringing back some high school, college.
Speaking of, you know your boy AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
He's got getting divorced.
There's your shot.
AJ wasn't my favorite. That was Christian's, my sister. That was always, mine was Nick. But poor Nick, his other sister just passed away.
That's awful.
I know. So, did you see, too, that they are, a few of the boys from both bands are really trying to convince each other to do a joint tour?
That would be awesome.
They couldn't do it. They really couldn't do it.
You don't think so?
No, because, and I say this, yes, we know I'm a diehard, but there are, they would sell out within 5 seconds.
Oh,
I don't think that they would have venues that could hold to, like, and also, who are you going to have in the show? Like,
true.
Who are you going to... You don't have the same, you know, guitarist and drum and all of that. Like, who are you going to have? Are you going to both do?
Yeah.
Because it couldn't be the Backstreet Boys is the main headliner or NSYNC is the main headliner.
I mean, maybe throw in, like, 98 Degrees and,
You
know, just bring them all
back. Bring them all back. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would spend money on that. I really would. I mean, they would make a killing, though, if they did it.
I agree.
Because I think that everybody... Yes, we all had our who's your favorite, but I think all of us, no matter what, enjoy.
I mean, we
both.
Know the words to all those songs.
That would be awesome. All right, come on, guys.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
It's our plea.
You know what's going to happen. JT's not going to do it, so
I'm sure.
It is what it is. But now it's like back. Let's try to figure out the...
I'm so thankful to be back.
Yes. I'm ready for normalcy again.
Yes.
Being in real clothes again.
Yeah. Oh, and I have an update. So last episode we talked about word of the year.
Yeah.
I said we hadn't gotten to what my family word of the year was. And after some discussion, our family word of the year is going to be why.
Okay.
Like W-H-Y. And the idea behind it is, okay, like everything that we do, or maybe not everything, but major decisions, things like that, or like things we're spending money on, why is this important and why do we really need to do it?
That's a good one.
Kind of take and evaluate, almost like a back to the basics. Like, all right, let's look at everything that we're doing as a family. You know, do we need to go out to dinner to this specific party or whatever? Mm-hmm. Is it going to make a friendship? Then, okay. Well, then let's do it. Or, you know, do we really need date night? Maybe we do, maybe we don't. But let's at least evaluate everything before we kind of go into it.
I like it.
So...
We actually did a word.
Okay, I'm ready.
I tagged you in it.
You did?
Yeah, you didn't see it?
No, I didn't. Was it on Facebook?
It was on Facebook.
Let me tell you about Facebook.
Uh-oh.
So right now I'm only getting it on my phone, and because for some reason it won't let me log in. This sounds like the oldest lady problems. But it won't let me log in on any of my computers because... I set up a 2-authentic verification, but I don't know where the other verification's going to because it's not coming to my phone. It's not like on an authentication app. I don't know where.
You can change it to either a text or an email.
Facebook wants me to send my driver's license into them to verify that it's me. I'm like, no,
What?
Facebook, you don't get the privilege of me sending.
I wonder if it's because so many people keep on getting hacked.
I have no idea. So And I've turned off notifications on Facebook because I have so many accounts linked to my actual Facebook account. Facebook and I are fighting right now, so I apologize.
Well, I see how it is. Well, you'll find it funny because the four of us, we talked, and this is something that we continuously tell ourselves, but our word is patience. Because we all four, Barrett, myself, and the boys, we are go, 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 or we snap off at one another about certain things. Truly need to just stop for a minute and realize what all is going on, but respect one another. And we threw out several words, but patience was the word that
stuck across
that
the word.
Stuck
That's awesome.
For everyone, because we all can have attitudes with one another. I mean, and it's the truth. It happens. And at the stage, the boys, the ages that they are right now, it's just that, I don't know if it's the tween or whatever boy stage, but it's just chaos.
Yeah.
And so just to be patient with one another was something that we all
hopefully that word
agreed.
Last week over the Christmas break.
Yeah. And you need it, I guess, with Facebook too.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I apologize to Lewis for this. This is my public apology to him because I had zero patience for him. And
you're probably resentful towards him.
1,000%.
Yeah.
1,000%. Like him going to work, coming home, and
and then only having a couple hours to deal
right
with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're still on the stage. Like, I can't necessarily take the boys shopping.
Yeah.
Or, like, get out of the house. Or they don't find that fun. Like,
yeah.
It has to have more structure to it. And you know, there's only so much that we could do. There was only so many times that I wanted to play blocks or put a puzzle together or play Candyland for my own sanity.
Yeah. When you couldn't really go on that many walks or anything like that because the weather wasn't the greatest either.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Oh, goodness.
It was tough. So I'm sorry, Lewis.
But you understand, Lewis.
He does.
Because Barrett gets that a lot, too. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, when you're stuck at home with the two kids, I know. I wish that we lived closer.
And one day he tried to leave me a honey to-do list, and I was like, oh, no, 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 no.
What was on that to-do list?
Well, it was little. He was like, he wanted me to go ahead and, like, take the ornaments off the Christmas tree and so that he could have it ready to go and take out the door when he got home.
But oh, like, y'all do a real Christmas tree?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it wasn't happening. I mean, for one,
it would probably be all broken.
Yes. And like, even if I did it during Nolan's nap time, Colton didn't want any part of that.
No.
So it was trying to entertain them, make it happen. And I felt like our sink was constantly full of dishes.
Yeah.
Every time I turned around.
Between that and Mount Everest for clothes, probably.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like, it was nonstop laundry and dishes, and that took up every moment that I wasn't spending trying to watch my children. Like, and I say that
not like
a babysitter, but
it's
literally
just,
having eyes on my kids because
one
is now walking trying to get up the stairs, and the other one, if
Who
you don't have
what?
Eyes on him, he's pure
into
chaos.
Something.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, goodness. So you need a true couple days off.
Yeah.
Now, you did state, though, you got away for like an afternoon, right?
I did.
Did you go thrifting or did you just?
Went thrifting, did a little Target time, you know, just cleared my head for a little while.
Yeah. Sometimes even just a 10-minute drive is nice.
Yeah, listen to some podcasts.
There you go.
That I like to follow up on, so. We appreciate that. And Lewis was like, please get out of the house. I think it was Saturday.
Well, at least he saw it and understood, like, okay, she's got to.
Well, I mean, I think that Friday, it was one of those where, so Friday was an actual holiday for us.
Yes.
It was the New Year's Eve holiday.
Yeah.
Off, so, like, I didn't have to worry about checking email and that kind of stuff. And Lewis was like, oh, I think I'll be able to get off work like probably 2 or 3 o'clock and like come home and we can do something fun.
Yeah.
So I kind of had that in my mindset of, great, you know,
I'm gonna have
this
to
is
help.
Something to look forward to. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And like, I don't have to stress. And then, you know, at 4:30 he calls and he was like, oh, I got busy. I'm so sorry. Blah, blah, blah. And at that point, I was
done.
I cried on the phone.
Aww.
I was completely just like, I can't do this right now.
Yeah.
You know, I had this in my head of, we were going to go and have some family time, do something fun. You know, there was going to be some stress taken off, and I don't know what it was, but, you know, it was going to be organized in that fashion, and that's what I had in my head. And then now it's like, well, that's out the window.
Yeah.
Now it's time to figure out what we're doing for dinner, and I don't want to think about that right now.
Yeah.
So that's when he was like, why don't you take some time for yourself tomorrow and just get away.
But, it, you know, I mean, sometimes we have to be honest with ourselves, too, mm-hmm. and just say, okay, I need that mm-hmm. break. I mean, how many of us go into the bathroom and just lock the door?
Right.
And just, like, I will clean out the cabinets in the bathroom just mm-hmm. to do it, just to have, like, peace and quiet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it's sometimes you just need that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Well, hopefully this year will be...
Yeah, I'm feeling good now.
You're feeling good. Okay.
We've got a couple of days of work under our belts.
Yeah.
I'm back to normal. Things are
starting
good.
To get better. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll check me next week.
Okay.
I'm still, like I said, recovering a little bit. And then sounds like I'm going to be having six sick kids over the weekend and all that good stuff. So, yeah. But we'll
got truck
this. Along.
Exactly.
So.
We have this community, so thank goodness.
Yes, thank goodness. So, mm-hmm. but yeah. Well, it sounds like we're still kind of like trying to get back into the swing of things.
Yes.
So
we're still surviving the holiday.
We're
hangover.
Surviving. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to go get some caffeine.
Yep. Yeah. So go with refill that. Up your coffee mugs,
yes.
mamas, and get that iced coffee ready to go. And
yes.
here's to a year of greatness. We appreciate all that you do. And don't forget that, like, you can get through it.
Yes.
We're here for you. When you need a break, come listen to our podcast. We got you.
We got you.
Yep.
We promise to make you feel a little bit better. Because mm-hmm. if anything, you know that we're going through some of the same things
yep.
you were going through.
Exactly.
Well, to that.
Yep.
Cheers to 24.
Cheers to 24.
Yay.
Let's do it.
We don't just get away at the beach. We get together. Because no matter what floats your boat, we're floating right along with you. With over 2,000 restaurants, live music all day and night, and endless attractions, Myrtle Beach was made for having fun and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 miles where you belong, the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.